four-faced creatures with wings whirling around on wheels. Listen to Ezekiel's psychedelic prophetic vision of God's chariot and the heavenly hosts in the Haftarah for the first day of Shavuot, Ezekiel 1. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Holker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
In the 30th year, on the fifth day of the fourth month, when I was in the community of exiles by the Chebar Canal, the heavens opened and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, it was the fifth year of the exile of King Jehoiachin, the word of Adonai came to the priest Ezekiel, son of Buzi, by the Chebar Canal, in the land of the Chaldeans, and the hand of Adonai came upon him there. I looked, and lo, a stormy wind came sweeping out from the north, a huge cloud and flashing fire surrounded by a radiance, and in the center of the fire, a gleam as of amber. In the center of it were also the figures of four creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the figures of human beings. However, each had four faces, and each of them had four wings. The legs of each were fused into a single rigid leg, and the feet of each were like a single calf's hoof, and their sparkle was like the luster of burnished bronze. They had human hands below their wings. The four of them had their faces and their wings on their four sides. Each one's wings touched those of the other. They did not turn when they moved. Each could move in the direction of any of its faces. Each of them had a human face at the front. Each of the four had the face of a lion on the right. Each of the four had the face of an ox on the left. And each of the four had the face of an eagle at the back. Such were their faces. As for their wings, they were separated above. Each had two touching those of the others, while the other two covered its body. And each could move in the direction of any of its faces. They went wherever the spirit impelled them to go, without turning when they moved. Such then was the appearance of the creatures. With them was something that looked like burning coals of fire. This fire, suggesting of torches, kept moving about among the creatures. The fire had a radiance, and lightning issued from the fire. Dashing to and fro among the creatures was something that looked like flares. As I gazed on the creatures, I saw one wheel on the ground next to each of the four-faced creatures. As for the appearance and structure of the wheels, they gleamed like beryl. All four had the same form. The appearance and structure of each was as of two wheels cutting through each other. And when they moved, each could move in the direction of any of its four quarters. They did not veer when they moved. Their rims were tall and frightening, for the rims of all four were covered all over with eyes. And when the creatures moved forward, the wheels moved at their sides. And when the creatures were borne above the earth, the wheels were borne too. Wherever the Spirit impelled them to go, they went. Wherever the Spirit impelled them and the wheels were borne alongside them, for the spirit of the creatures was in the wheels. When those moved, these moved. And when those stood still, these stood still. And when those were borne above the earth, the wheels were borne alongside them, for the spirit of the creatures was in the wheels. Above the heads of the creatures was a form, an expanse, with an awe-inspiring gleam as of crystal was spread out above their heads. Under the expanse, each had one pair of wings extended toward those of the others, and each had another pair covering its body. When they moved, I could hear the sound of their wings like the sound of mighty waters, like the sound of Shaddai, a tumult, like the din of an army. When they stood still, they would let their wings droop. From above the expanse over their heads came a sound. When they stood still, they would let their wings droop. Above the expanse over their heads was the semblance of a throne. in appearance like sapphire, and on top, upon this semblance of a throne, there was the semblance of a human form. From what appeared as the loins up, I saw a gleam as of amber, what looked like a fire encased in a frame. And from what appeared as the loins down, I saw what looked like fire. There was a radiance all about it, like the appearance of the bow which shines in the clouds on the day of rain. Such was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. That was the appearance of the semblance of the presence of Adonai. When I beheld it, I flung myself down on my face, and I heard the voice of someone speaking. Then a spirit carried me away, and behind me I heard a great roaring sound. Baruch Kevod Adonai Mimkomo. Blessed is the presence of Adonai in his place.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.